So, you know, we talk about red flags on the show all the time. You know, what are those things in the relationship that give you pause or throw up a caution flag, right? But what if you thought about the simple green flag that you saw on your date that maybe led to that other date and the snowball keep going? It's 99.7 DJX, Ben and Kelly. We got a message from Dave. Well, my girlfriend and I had our first date. Her mom sent her with $50 just in case I made her pay, I guess. And aww. Since I paid, she made the waiter cry by literally tipping him the whole 50 bucks. Apparently, he was having a bad day.
Oh, that's so sweet. She could have, like, kept it for herself, and she didn't.
Hashtag green flag.
Like, yep. Yes, yep. That's fantastic. Yeah, it shows that she's a really good person with a kind heart.
Yeah, exactly. It shows that she wasn't in it for herself. You know what I mean? That was good.
Absolutely.
Got another message from Terry.
She was an hour late for our date.
Mm-hmm.
However, the entire time she was texting me updates and telling me what she was doing to get there. We're going to be celebrating our 1 year anniversary on the 1st of January.
Aw. So he just liked the fact that she was very, very.
She was concerned about him, yes. Knowing that she really wants to be there and she's moving heaven and earth to make it happen.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really, really good.
Yes. I like that.
Cassie says on our third date, we watched a movie at his place. He remembered that on our first date, I ordered a Dr. Pepper with my meal and a chocolate chip cookie for dessert. So he had Dr. Peppers for me in the fridge and made me homemade chocolate chip cookies. He burned them.
That's funny.
But I married him 2 years later.
That's funny. I like that.
That's really sweet because that is something he noticed.
Yeah.
It's not something she told him. He noticed that, and that speaks volumes about how much he cares.
Yeah, it's paying attention. It's paying attention. And so many times, it's those things with my wife and I where I feel like sometimes I'm on it. Like I pay attention. I have that, and I think of things. But then it's other times where it's like I literally said that to you, and I'm like.
Also, you've been married for all of these years.
Yeah, I mean, we've been married a long time.
You're just supposed to know.
I know.
Like, you should know everything there is to know about that woman.
I got another message from a listener. So my boyfriend's green flag would be that he wants to meet my daughter, but he understands that I want to wait because she's at the age that she's going to understand who mommy brings around.
Sure.
And so he understands that she wants to wait. And so, like, little green flag. So that's good.
Yeah. And the other thing is when he met her mom and mom had a good feeling about him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So moms can sniff that out.
You know what? I love this. And this is another one. Tara messaged, he came to my door. My puppy got excited. Without skipping a beat, he scooped up the dog and asked where the three of us were going.
Oh, my gosh.
That was 9 years ago.
Oh, he's like, yep, dog's coming with us.
But you know
that's
what?
A good guy.
You know what? That's another like little green flag / red flag indicator. Your animal. Now,
yes, how they react.
Granted, some will always bark and carry on and act the fool, whether it's a cat or a dog, regardless of who you bring around, right?
Exactly.
But sometimes it's those little indicators where it's like they immediately bond with your animal. They, mm-hmm. you know, whether you have a cat or a dog or whatever, and it's like that animal feels something in them and they feel comfort around them that they're like they can chill out for a second and allow them to love on them.
Yeah, that's good. Cameron said first date she was driving us to a spot to go hiking about an hour's drive.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking and talking, but every once in a while we wouldn't be talking, but it just felt so comfortable and not awkward being silent together.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that's a really good indication too. Because when you're first starting to date someone, you feel like you have to
fill the air,
silence.
Yeah,
you know, yes, and it can feel really give you anxiety because you're like, oh, I have to keep the conversation going. Otherwise, if we run out of something to talk about, and it's only been the first couple of days, we're not meant to be going.
Oh, those are good little green flags. We got to remind ourselves of that every now and then.